Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. You are listening. You're tuned in to Love's Truth Radio, and I am your host, Emerald, and I'm already wiping my eyes. Today, we have lost a legend. I cannot believe that Sir Prince Nelson Rogers has transitioned, and I mean, what an amazing musician he was. There's a lot of things that we're going to talk about. We're going to get into the truth in love with regards to his life and his passing, and I hope you guys hang around. I hope you guys hang around, and let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. So, unless you have been under a rock somewhere today, then you are well aware that musical legend Prince has passed away today, and your profile is an egg. Let me tell you who I am. If you're new to Love's Truth Radio, my name is Emerald, and I am a personal life and business growth coach. What I absolutely adore is concept to completion projects. That's what I love. That's what I adore. And today on Love's Truth Radio, you know, we always talk about the truth in love, of course. And what you may not know if you're new to Love's Truth Radio is that we have recently, just this year, started simultaneously simulcasting with Periscope. So if you want to see what we're saying or if you want to join the conversation in the chat room, all you have to do is open up your Periscope app on either one of your Android or your Apple device. Welcome, 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 you guys. Come on in, come on in. Invite your peeps. We're going to talk about Prince. We're going to remember his life, and then we're going to discuss his passing. We're going to discuss the real situation. I'm not sure if you guys have heard the update on what they are suspecting, alleging, and making an educated guess as to what caused his death. So, yeah, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about all of that and honoring him today on Love's Truth Radio, but always, always the truth in love. You guys know I got to keep it 101. I can't keep it 100. I have to keep it 101 because I take it that extra step to make sure that you understand exactly where I'm coming from. Right. Okay, so let's get into it, Jennifer. They were saying originally that he had the flu. Now, a week ago, they claimed he had Slaying in the Purple, of course, Purple Rain. Thanks, right, a reigning success. Squad, another squad member is in the building. Yes. Hola, mosto. Hola. So, yeah, no, it's not true. What they have found out is, yes, it is true that Prince Rogers Nelson, also known as the artist formerly known as Prince, then known as Prince again, has passed away. He was the time of death was about 10:07 this morning. And what they originally were saying, his camp was saying that it was the flu, but they made an emergency landing about 48 minutes away from his home to a hospital for the flu. And now what the reports are coming out is that it was obviously not the flu. He was being treated for an emergency overdose on opiates, and that was last week. And this past Saturday, he planned a dance party at Paisley Park, which is where he lives. And he kind of announced in the party, like, I'm not dead, everything's all good, I'm okay. And people from the party are reporting, yeah, that he said, you know, he was fine, he looked okay, he looked good, like he looked like he was fine, he didn't look like he had the flu. And then this morning, he succumbed to, it wasn't the same stuff. It wasn't propofol. What they're saying is that when he stopped for as an emergency, during his at the hospital. Yeah, it was drug overdose. At the hospital where they treated him for the emergency, what they gave him was an injection for when people overdose on opiates, which means, you know, I mean, you can look that up and see exactly what that means. But unfortunately, he, like so many celebrities, fell prey to this lifestyle. And it's so important to understand, like, the amount of pressure that they're under. Absolutely, there's no love lost. He was such a tremendous talent, and his contribution to the world and to music is absolutely unmatchable. You know, there's nothing that anyone can say or do that will take that away. They absolutely cannot take that away. But it's just, you know, it's unfortunately another tragic story. Extremely talented people die young. Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that so many people have this same story, you know? It's so unfortunate. Elvis, right, you know, and there were so many people, like the list just goes on and on and on and on. And, I mean, yeah, you know, we lost the king. You know, we lost the king of rock. We lost the king of pop. We lost the queen of R&B, and now we've lost the prince. And it's really unfortunate that they pretty much have the same story. They pretty much have the same story. So I want to open up the floor on Periscope for you guys to tell me some of the things that you adore about Prince, and I will read them live on Love's Truth Radio. If you want to call in and give an audible remembrance of something, like a moment that touched you or your life, or a song that touched you or your life with regards to Prince, then you can always call in 917-889-9168. I think that's the number. Hopefully I'm seeing that correctly. It's 917-889-9168. Yeah, he was a Jehovah's Witness. That was his religious background. But, you know, he was so talented. He played multiple instruments. He wrote so many songs that people didn't even know he wrote. You know, and it just, I mean, like Manic Monday and Nothing Compares to You. You know, he was really a phenomenal talent. So let's talk about some things that really, that you adore about Prince, since that was my favorite song. And this is Love's Truth Radio. We're going to talk about the truth in love, always in love. Like that's what we were saying in the room here in Periscope, is that we do still love him, and we will love him, and we will love his music, and we'll always love him for his contribution. But let's talk about it. Do you guys remember that song, I Will Die For You? Oh my gosh. Seriously, I remember doing the little dance as a kid, right? Did anybody else do that? Was it just me? His charity to others? Absolutely. He was a phenomenal. He was a giver. And a lot of celebrities are. They just have this Achilles heel, this thing that gets a hold of them so young in their career, you know. But, oh, my gosh. Bonjour, bonjour. Welcome. Welcome to the broadcast. You know, it's so crazy. But I used to do that with my friends, you know, the whole I Will Die For You. Yeah. He taught himself to play 7 instruments. Exactly. Absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal talent. Yes. No, I don't know French. I only know bonjour and oui and merci. I adored how he believed strongly. I missed that. Okay, he was very much a conscious person. Yes, he was. And especially in the end, what happened at the party? Oh, okay. At the party, he made kind of an announcement that, you know, that any rumors that he died or whatever was like false, and that he was very much alive. And the thing was, nobody had said anything. Nobody had made mention that of his emergency landing. You know, they said it was the flu, and people were like, that seems weird, but okay, we'll go with that because that's what they're saying. But when he decided to go and make an announcement that, like, that he didn't die, it just seemed like a little suspect. And then here we are, you know, several days later, and he did. So, but yeah, oh my gosh, he was such a giver, and so many artists are. And there were just so many things. Like, okay, anybody who knows me knows, like, I'm an uber Michael Jackson fan, like, super duper, okay? And so when, oh, he jinxed himself. Now, that's interesting, because, you know, there's a saying that people usually know when it's coming. It seems weird, but it was Prince, so... no one's really sure. Yeah, no one would question it. Exactly. How did he die? Not the flu. No, it was not the flu. Unfortunately, they are now aware that it was. Okay, and we're reconnected. I'm so sorry, Love's Truth Radio listeners, for that bit of censorship. I don't know what that was. I'm on. That's really strange. No, they don't have rules about what you speak about. I don't have, I didn't use any illicit language. I didn't, what did he OD on? That is, it's going to be at least a couple of weeks before the toxicology report comes back. Unfortunately, it does take a long time. But I guess, guessing at, or what it seems to be leaning toward. Hey, James, thank you for coming in to the broadcast. I'm being censored, so if you guys can just share this out to all your peeps, I would really appreciate it. What it appears that he was treated for, emergency landing at a hospital about 48 minutes outside of his own property in Minneapolis, was for opiates. So... yeah. Good night. Oh, did the FCC just sneak in? I think so. I think they kind of, you know, I think they don't like what I'm saying right now, but it's the truth and love. Thank you for the purple. Looks good on me. I appreciate it. You're awesome. Thank you. Yeah, I don't think, you know, I'm giving the truth and love. I'm not saying anything that is damaging to his character that has not already been said on TMZ. So let's be clear, folks, this, you know, it is what it is. You know, I'm trying to offer the truth and love to my people who may have missed the broadcast earlier. Yeah, unfortunately, they're saying that's pretty much what it looks like, that it is that it is some form of drugs. I didn't say anything wrong. I didn't. Opiates. Yeah. Like pain meds or something like that. Yeah. Like, it, you know, but there are some pretty strong ones out there. And there are a lot of celebrities who are addicted to pain medication. And so, unfortunately, that could very well be what happened. It definitely was not the flu, though. We're pretty sure about that. But nonetheless, I was saying that I was such a huge Michael Jackson fan growing up that when, thank you, you're very sweet. I still love Prince too. Hello to Russia. Hello, thank you for chiming in. Thanks for hanging out in the broadcast. I appreciate you coming to hang out. So, you know, I was definitely a huge, huge fan of Michael Jackson, but when Prince came in, I couldn't deny, you know what I mean? It was like, and they tried to pit him against each other. You guys remember that? It was like, you have to pick one. Like, is it Pepsi or is it Coca-Cola? Is it Michael Jackson or is it Prince? And I was like, well, you know, my first love is Michael, but I absolutely love Prince. And so much of his music touched so many lives. And the thing was that he wasn't even appreciated in his own time. Like, people had to catch up to him. You guys realize that? I do like Bob Marley, but people had to catch up to Prince. Like, he was booed on the Apollo stage, y'all. Did y'all know that? Little fun fact. People had to catch up to him. I worked at Kaiser West LA after Michael Jackson passed, and I had removed propofol from all the nurses' areas. Yeah. I'm such a pretty woman. Oh, well, thank you, as a pharmacy tech. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's really, it's no joke. And it's really scary that these celebrities are under such pressure to continue in their, on this rat race that, you know, they succumb. He died on your birthday. Well, I'm so sorry to hear that, but happy birthday. Happy birthday. Extremely pretty. Well, thank you. Thank you. You like Tupac? Me too. Me too. My eyes are, they're hazel green. They kind of, they change colors. They kind of do what they want to do. Yeah, Michael Jackson, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah. So, you know, that was the thing. That was the thing about Prince was that I couldn't help but adore him, right? I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. And so as such a phenomenal talent, I just, you know, I wanted to make sure 57 is very young. That's very young. It's very young. Welcome to the broadcast, you guys. Come on in, get comfortable. Let's honor Prince. Let's talk about his wonderful talent and all the songs and memories that we have. Oh, okay. You're out of here. Good night. Good night. Good night, Jennifer, and I'll talk to you later. He was so young. He was so young. And but he was such a phenomenal talent, and I think it's, you know, I think it's important to really just honor his music and his talent. And one thing that does kind of sadden me is that I did not have the opportunity to pass this talent on through his gene pool. Like, y'all, there's no Prince Jr. We need more people listening. Yeah, I think probably there's so many people talking about Prince tonight. And also, see, Coach Aisha just came back in, and can I dance like Michael? A little bit. Like a little bit. I even have the little the game where you dance, the Michael Jackson Experience. But I was the kid who always did the Thriller routine, like every year. Really talented. I'm 27, and the artists around my age, Young Thug, Rich Kwan, right. Rich Homie Kwan, yeah. Moonwalk, let's see. No, I'm not going to moonwalk. There's not enough room on here. What's the radio? The radio is Love's Truth Radio, and right now we are broadcasting simultaneously on Love's Truth Radio while we are also broadcasting live on Periscope. So if you would like to call in, there's just about 11 minutes left to the show. Get it up, kid. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm so cute. Oh, thank you. if you guys want to call in to the show live where you can actually hear yourself on the radio, you can call in to 9168. What up? So, yeah, oh, my gosh, you guys, it's just kind of crazy. Beast mode, actual. Welcome to the – it's kind of crazy. She wants the ling ling. Oh, shoot, what's the ling ling? I'm too pretty for radio. Oh, that's so sweet. If Apple created a car, would it have windows? Nice. That's a good one. Okay. Where is the show from? I am in California. The number is 917-889-9168. If you want to call in live, we have about 10 minutes left on Love's Truth Radio. For those of you who are new to me, my name is Emerald. Huh? What has a head and a tail and no body? I don't know if I will read the answer to that, but my name is Emerald, and I am a serial entrepreneur. I am in love with concept to completion projects. Oh, nice. Yeah, a coin. Okay. I'm in love with concept to completion projects, and you'll call me Leslie. Well, thank you so much. Thank you guys for coming back. I know Periscope seems to be kicking some people out, and there's definitely something going on the airwaves today because they actually kicked me off the show, but it's okay. You didn't get the Apple car joke? Nice. Okay, so that's who I am, and if you want to know more about me, yeah, the connections are really bad tonight for some reason, but if you want to know more about me, you can go to emeraldsworld.com. The link is in my bio, okay? So, yeah, you guys, I cannot believe we have lost so many people. There's been like 3 celebrity passings in the past 3 days. Like, that's so crazy to me. Thank you for dropping that website, Coach Aisha. You guys know what? Have you heard me screaming squad tonight? I said it at least twice. I know I did. I know I said it at least twice. Well, here's the thing. There is a Perry squad, and basically what we do is we help build your Periscope. We help build your business. We are all coaches, and we coach from every aspect of life. And so if you're interested in literally being able to customize your life from wherever you are to infinity and beyond, then drop your email in the comments, and we'll collect them up and send you a private invitation, because it is not Googleable, it is not YouTubeable, it is not, you cannot Bing it, you cannot ask.com it. There is no way you can search for it. It has to be by personal invitation. Hey, Cameron Walker, welcome to the broadcast. Tonight we are honoring the Purple Rain Prince and his incredible talent. Disco Bunny, awesome. Welcome to the broadcast. Welcome to the broadcast. So we are simultaneously broadcasting on Love's Truth Radio, where we always offer first time. Well, welcome. I'm so glad that you were able to tune in and come and hang out with us. What's your name and where are you coming in from? Bad connection? I know. There's something going on. I think it's something in the air. Maybe it has to do with like the spring equinox or something. Who knows? Maybe there's like some electricity or some energy that's kind of interfering. Or maybe Prince is like, all airwaves will play my music and that is all. Maybe he just wants us to play his music and that's it. Like you can't do anything else. You don't need to be talking about it. You just need to play Prince. That's it. That's it, right? Too funny. Huh? I'm going to the university and happy because the day began a wonderful smile. Aw, well, I'm so glad. I'm sorry, my dog is like all over me. Claudette in London. Oh, it's a full moon. Ooh, maybe that's what's going on too, right? So here's the thing. I want you to have a phenomenal day. I know it's day for you. It's evening for us. You love the Purple Tribute. Thank you so much, Priscilla. Welcome to the broadcast. Hey, Tamara. Hey, you come in tapping hearts. I love that. That's how I am, too. We have about 6 minutes left on Love's Truth Radio, and I wanted to make sure that we just took one episode, especially considering it happened on the day that the episode airs live, and honored the great musician, musical genius, legend, forever and ever, to infinity and beyond, Prince. Be right back. Okay, awesome. So here's the thing, you guys. Adore is one of my favorite songs. Yeah. I don't know what that means. Yes, rest in peace. So here's the thing. What are some of your favorite songs by Prince? What are some of your favorites, you guys? Periscope is hating on me right now, but it's all good. And I think the station, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening, but I'm not going to give in to it. Surely will not. Do you guys know that Catch is no longer catching our stuff? They're no longer catching our Periscopes. So you have to save them. You have to save your Periscopes now. Kind of crazy. But what will be on the archives is Love's Truth Radio. Oh, Diamonds and Pearls. Yes. What record is that behind me? Oh, that's Montel Jordan. That's my gold award for participating on his Get It On Tonight record. Yeah. Anthony, 25, or 2 Savage. Welcome to the broadcast. So, yeah, you guys, Diamonds and Pearls. What else? I saw Darling Nikki earlier. I chose you guys. Adore is one of my favorites. Nothing Compares to You. Do Me Baby, oh, yeah, that's a good one. I'm sure there's a lot of babies that were made from that song. There was a lot of babies that were made on Do Me Baby. Truth, it's the truth, y'all, it's the truth. So what other songs? You know which one I like, too? I loved How Come You Don't Call Me? Oh, man. I keep your picture beside my bed. Oh, yeah, Baby, You're a Star. That's right. still remember everything you said. Yeah, that song. Oh my gosh. I always thought our love was so right. Guess it was wrong. Now it just turned into karaoke. You guys, oh my gosh. Bang. Man, I mean, really a phenomenal talent. I'm glad we could take a minute to honor him. I'm not going to stay on too long this evening, but if you want to know more about me or if you oh, the beautiful ones. Yes. Yes, that was a good one. That was a good one, y'all. The beautiful ones was a good one. But if you want to know more about me or you want to contact me, just go to go to emeraldworld.com, emeraldworld.com, emeraldworld.com. Perry is acting up. Yeah, I can tell because, you know, all the people and then it drops and then there's like it's sporadic. Doves cry. Yes, this is what it sounds like when doves cry. yes. Definitely some good stuff. I mean, so many phenomenal songs. Nothing Compares to You. Do you guys remember that one? That actually, he did do a performance of it, though. But I don't think he did a recording. 1999. Oh, my gosh. You guys remember in 1999? Like, how crazy. That song was played everywhere. That had to be the most played song during a 365-year span ever in history. Like, I think I heard 1999 every single day of 1999. Like, crazy. Hey, Scooter to Don, welcome. Little Red Corvette, yes. Oh, my gosh. What about Raspberry Beret, you guys? She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. You guys remember that? Oh, my gosh. Super crazy. But, yeah, I just want to make sure that we honor him in spite of, you know, what they're saying the cause was. The bottom line is that he definitely was a phenomenal talent. And his music and his talent and his contribution to our lives, to our soundtrack, you know, like think about the soundtrack of your life. Like the soundtrack of your life says Prince. It says Michael. It says now Justin Bieber. What was the cause? They're alleging that it was drug-related, unfortunately. But I'm going to sign off on Love Truth Radio. This is your host, Emerald, and it's always always, I'm here to offer the truth and love. Until next time, bell and spread love, but always spread the truth and love. Ciao. Ow.